Vortex Temporum. Composers and the inner thoughts about this and that. A podcast by Lee Mina and Art Nutin.
We are far away from each other. I'm in my living room recording this podcast and you are somewhere else. Some of you with headphones running around a different city or village. Some others in front of the laptop. Others just laying down in bed listening while relaxing. We are distant. Distant one from the other. It might be worth thinking about this distance. The distance between us. Between us and the acoustic phenomena. Between our body and the world around. Between our ear and the sound. Because this might be relevant, important. Is there a way to reduce this distance? Is there a way to get closer, to discover more details, to get more attentive? It's like in the darkness, a common experience, something every one of us has lived at least once. We are alone in a room, no lights. We cannot see. Everything in front of us is just black. We get a little scared. We don't feel comfortable at all. As we are now, we don't even know where we are. There's no reference, nothing that could give us a clue. We start to move our arms, our hands, looking for something, a wall, a door, a surface. Nothing. We take a step back. We move again our arms, anxious. Our finger touches something, just barely, something behind us. We take another step back, another. Yes, a surface is behind us. We push our back against it, and we start to touch it, trying to understand what it is. What is it? We perceive a rough surface, wrinkled, porous, definitely not smooth, but solid. Hard as rock. We knock on it. It sounds like rock. It has to be a wall. Maybe one of those we find in the houses in the countryside. We lay back. We found our reference. we raise our eyes again. Something changed. We close our eyes and open them again. The black in front of us has become more clear, no longer completely impenetrable. We close again our eyes. We squeeze them open. We repeat. We move our arms. We look at them and we can see how they come out of the black curtain, creating shadows and becoming again invisible. We repeat. And we understand that we are becoming more sensible. Our eyes are reacting to the darkness. Our pupils are getting bigger, more sensitive. And as time passes, this process becomes more and more obvious. We are no longer scared, but curious. We realize that over time, the darkness in front of us transforms and reveals a landscape populated by mysterious objects yet to be discovered. We stare at them, trying to focus, to concentrate. Our pupils are very attentive, sensible. We try to understand what they are, but we can just see unclear shadows, a landscape of shivering figures. Maybe a table, objects on a table. As curious as we are, we take a couple of steps forward. We leave our reference point and we reduce the distance because we are no longer scared, but curious. As soon as we get closer, the landscape in front of us becomes clearer. We can see shadows, silhouettes of small objects on a table. Some of them seem round, others sharp. We take another step forward. We can see more details. We concentrate. We become even more attentive. And we can distinguish a wrinkled, rounded surface. But its borders are not fixed, stable. They seem to oscillate, to shiver, appear and melt again with the darkness. All of this is fascinating. We go even closer. We want to touch the object. We move our hand and we see its border appear and disappear. They are oscillating too, and we realize that everything is shivering in the darkness, even our own body. Because we went closer, we reduced the distance. And the object in front of us reveals a richness of details previously hidden. It starts to live, to pulsate, to oscillate through our attention, our care. It becomes part of our own body, no longer a tool, an instrument, but something living, a sound, a vibration. Because we reduce the distance, because we are no longer scared, but curious. so we decide to build our house there, to renounce to the light, to live in this new landscape where everything pulsates, oscillates, where everything is close. And maybe we get a chance to get closer as well, closer to each other, a chance to listen better.
You listen to Lorenzo Troiani. This episode was released on the 19th March 2024. Vortex Temporum is a podcast by Limina and Art Mutim.